the book of Leviticus. This book is called Leviticus because it treats of the offices, ministries, rites and ceremonies of the priests and Levites. The Hebrews call it Vayikra, from the word with which it begins. Leviticus chapter 1. Of holocausts or burnt offerings. 1-1. And the Lord called Moses, and spoke to him from the tabernacle of the testimony, saying, 1:2. Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, The man among you that shall offer to the Lord a sacrifice of the cattle, that is, offering victims of oxen and sheep. 1:3. If his offering be a holocaust, and of the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish, at the door of the testimony, to make the Lord favorable to him. The holocaust, that is, the whole burnt offering, holocaustin, so called, because the whole victim was consumed with fire, and given in such manner to God as holy to evaporate, as it were, for his honor and glory, without having any part of it reserved for the use of man. The other sacrifices in the Old Testament were either offerings for sin, or peace offerings, and these latter again were either offered in thanksgiving for blessings received, or by way of prayer for new favors or graces, so that sacrifices were then offered to God for four different ends or intentions, answerable to the different obligations which man has to God. 1. By way of adoration, homage, praise, and glory due to His divine majesty. 2. By way of thanksgiving for all benefits received from Him. 3. By way of confessing and craving pardon for sins. 4. By way of prayer and petition for grace and relief in all necessities. In the New Law we have but one sacrifice, viz., that of the body and blood of Christ. But this one sacrifice of the New Testament perfectly answers all these four ends. And both priest and people, as often as it is celebrated, ought to join in offering it up for these four ends. 1:4. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the victim, and it shall be acceptable, and help to its expiation. 1:5. And he shall immolate the calf before the Lord. And the priests, the sons of Aaron, shall offer the blood thereof, pouring it round about the altar, which is before the door of the tabernacle. 1:6. And when they have flayed the victim, they shall cut the joints in two pieces. 1:7. And shall put fire on the altar, having before laid in order a pile of wood. 1:8. And they shall lay the parts that are cut out in order thereupon, to wit, the head, and all things that cleave to the liver. 1:9. The entrails and feet being washed with water, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar for a holocaust, and a sweet savor to the Lord. 1:10. And if the offering be of the flocks, a holocaust of sheep or of goats, he shall offer a male without blemish. 1:11. And he shall immolate it at the side of the altar that looketh to the north, before the Lord. But the sons of Aaron shall pour the blood thereof upon the altar round about. 1:12. And they shall divide the joints, the head, and all that cleave to the liver, and shall lay them upon the wood, under which the fire is to be put. 1:13. But the entrails and the feet they shall wash with water, and the priest shall offer it all and burn it all upon the altar for a holocaust, and most sweet savor to the Lord. 1:14. But if the oblation of a holocaust to the Lord be of birds, of turtles, or of young pigeons. 1:15. The priest shall offer it at the altar, and twisting back the neck, and breaking the place of the wound, he shall make the blood run down upon the brim of the altar. 1:16. But the crop of the throat, and the feathers he shall cast beside the altar at the east side, in the place where the ashes are wont to be poured out. 1:17. And he shall break the pinions thereof, and shall not cut, nor divide it with a knife, and shall burn it upon the altar, putting fire under the wood. It is a holocaust and oblation of most sweet savor to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 2. Of offerings of flour and first fruits. 2:1. When anyone shall offer an oblation of sacrifice to the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense. 2:2. And shall bring it to the sons of Aaron the priests, and one of them shall take a handful of the flour and oil, and all the frankincense, and shall put it a memorial upon the altar for a most sweet savor to the Lord. 2:3. And the remnant of the sacrifice shall be Aaron's, and his sons, Holy of Holies of the offerings of the Lord, Holy of Holies, that is, most holy, as being dedicated to God, and set aside by His ordinance for the use of His priests. 2:4. But when thou offerest a sacrifice baked in the oven of flour, to wit, loaves without leaven, tempered with oil, and unleavened wafers, anointed with oil. 2:5. If thy oblation be from the frying pan, of flour tempered with oil, and without leaven. 2:6. Thou shalt divide it into little pieces, and shalt pour oil upon it. 2:7. And if the sacrifice be from the gridiron, in like manner the flour shall be tempered with oil. 2:8. And when thou offerest it to the Lord, thou shalt deliver it to the hand of the priest. 2:9. And when he hath offered it, he shall take a memorial out of the sacrifice, and burn it upon the altar for a sweet savour to the Lord. 2:10. And whatsoever is left, shall be Aaron's, and his sons, holy of holies of the offerings of the Lord. 2:11. Every oblation that is offered to the Lord shall be made without leaven. Neither shall any leaven or honey be burnt in the sacrifice to the Lord. Without leaven or honey, no leaven or honey was to be used in the sacrifice offered to God. 2 signify that we are to exclude from the pure worship of the gospel all double dealing and affection to carnal pleasures. 2:12. You shall offer only the first fruits of them and gifts, but they shall not be put upon the altar, for a savour of sweetness. 2:13. Whatsoever sacrifice thou offerest, thou shalt season it with salt. Neither shalt thou take away the salt of the covenant of thy God from thy sacrifice. In all thy oblations thou shalt offer salt. Salt. In every sacrifice salt was to be used, which is an emblem of wisdom and discretion, without which none of our performances are agreeable to God. 2:14. But if thou offer a gift of the first fruits of thy corn to the Lord, of the ears yet green, thou shalt dry it at the fire, and break it small like meal. And so shalt thou offer thy first fruits to the Lord. 2:15. Pouring oil upon it and putting on frankincense, because it is the oblation of the Lord. 2:16. Whereof the priest shall burn for a memorial of the gift, part of the corn broken small and the oil, and all the frankincense. Leviticus chapter 3. Of peace offerings. 3:1. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offerings, and he will offer of the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer them without blemish before the Lord. Peace offerings. Peace, in the scripture language, signifies happiness, welfare or prosperity. In a word, all kind of blessings. Such sacrifices, therefore, as were offered either on occasion of blessings received, or to obtain new favors, were called pacific or peace offerings. In these, some part of the victim was consumed with fire on the altar of God. Other parts were eaten by the priests and by the persons for whom the sacrifice was offered. 3:2. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his victim, which shall be slain in the entry of the tabernacle of the testimony. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall pour the blood round about upon the altar. 3:3. And they shall offer of the sacrifice of peace offerings, for an oblation to the Lord, the fat that covereth the entrails, and all the fat that is within. 3:4. The 2 kidneys with the fat wherewith the flanks are covered, and the caul of the liver with the 2 little kidneys. 3:5. And they shall burn them upon the altar, for a holocaust, putting fire under the wood, for an oblation of most sweet savour to the Lord. 3:6. But if his oblation and the sacrifice of peace offering be of the flock, whether he offer male or female, they shall be without blemish. 3:7. If he offer a lamb before the Lord. 3:8. He shall put his hand upon the head of the victim, and it shall be slain in the entry of the tabernacle of the testimony, and the sons of Aaron shall pour the blood thereof round about upon the altar. 3:9. And they shall offer of the victim of peace offerings, a sacrifice to the Lord, the fat and the whole rump. 3:10. With the kidneys, and the fat that covereth the belly and all the vitals and both the little kidneys, with the fat that is about the flanks, and the caul of the liver with the little kidneys. 3:11. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar, for the food of the fire, and of the oblation of the Lord. 3:12. If his offering be a goat, and he offer it to the Lord. 3:13. He shall put his hand upon the head thereof, and shall immolate it in the entry of the tabernacle of the testimony, and the sons of Aaron shall pour the blood thereof round about upon the altar. 3:14. And they shall take of it for the food of the Lord's fire, the fat that covereth the belly, and that covereth all the vital parts. 3:15. The 2 little kidneys with the caul that is upon them which is by the flanks, and the fat of the liver with the little kidneys. 3:16. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar, for the food of the fire, and of a most sweet savour. All the fat shall be the Lord's. 3:17. By a perpetual law for your generations, and in all your habitations. Neither blood nor fat shall ye eat at all. Fat. It is meant of the fat, which by the prescription of the law was to be offered on God's altar. Not of the fat of meat, such as we commonly eat. Leviticus chapter 4. Give offerings for sins of ignorance. 4:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 4:2. Say to the children of Israel, the soul that sinneth through ignorance, and doth anything concerning any of the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded not to be done. Ignorance. To be ignorant of what we are bound to know is sinful. And for such culpable ignorance, these sacrifices, prescribed in this and the following chapter, were appointed. 4:3. If the priest that is anointed shall sin, making the people to offend, he shall offer to the Lord for his sin a calf without blemish. 4:4. And he shall bring it to the door of the testimony before the Lord, and shall put his hand upon the head thereof, and shall sacrifice it to the Lord. 4:5. He shall take also of the blood of the calf, and carry it into the tabernacle of the testimony. The blood, as the figure of the blood of Christ shed for the remission of our sins, and carried by him into the sanctuary of heaven. 4:6. And having dipped his finger in the blood, he shall sprinkle with it 7 times before the Lord, before the veil of the sanctuary. 4:7. And he shall put some of the same blood upon the horns of the altar of the sweet incense most acceptable to the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of the testimony. And he shall pour all the rest of the blood at the foot of the altar of holocaust in the entry of the tabernacle. 4:8. And he shall take off the fat of the calf for the sin offering, as well that which covereth the entrails, as all the inwards. 4:9. The 2 little kidneys, and the caul that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the fat of the liver with the little kidneys. 4:10. As it is taken off from the calf of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and he shall burn them upon the altar of holocaust. 4:11. But the skin and all the flesh with the head and the feet and the bowels and the dung. 4:12. And the rest of the body, he shall carry forth without the camp into a clean place where the ashes are wont to be poured out. And he shall burn them upon a pile of wood. They shall be burnt in the place where the ashes are poured out. 4:13. And if all the multitude of Israel shall be ignorant, and through ignorance shall do that which is against the commandment of the Lord. 4:14. And afterwards shall understand their sin. They shall offer for their sin a calf, and shall bring it to the door of the tabernacle. 4:15. And the ancients of the people shall put their hands upon the head thereof before the Lord, and the calf being immolated in the sight of the Lord. 4:16. The priest that is anointed shall carry of the blood into the tabernacle of the testimony. 4:17. And shall dip his finger in it and sprinkle it 7 times before the veil. 4:18. And he shall put of the same blood on the horns of the altar that is before the Lord, in the tabernacle of the testimony. And the rest of the blood he shall pour at the foot of the altar of holocaust, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony. 4:19. And all the fat thereof he shall take off, and shall burn it upon the altar. 4:20. Doing so with this calf, as he did also with it before. And the priest praying for them, the Lord will be merciful unto them. 4:21. But the calf itself he shall carry forth without the camp, and shall burn it as he did the former calf, because it is for the sin of the multitude. 4:22. If a prince shall sin, and through ignorance do any one of the things that the law of the Lord forbiddeth. 4:23. And afterwards shall come to know his sin. He shall offer a buck goat without blemish, a sacrifice to the Lord. 4:24. And he shall put his hand upon the head thereof. And when he hath immolated it in the place where the holocaust is wont to be slain before the Lord, because it is for sin. 4:25. The priest shall dip his finger in the blood of the victim for sin, touching therewith the horns of the altar of holocaust, and pouring out the rest at the foot thereof. 4:26. But the fat he shall burn upon it, as is wont to be done with the victims of peace offerings. And the priest shall pray for him, and for his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. 4:27. And if any one of the people of the land shall sin through ignorance, doing any of those things that by the law of the Lord are forbidden, and offending. 4:28. And shall come to know his sin, he shall offer a she-goat without blemish. 4:29. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the victim that is for sin, and shall immolate it in the place of the holocaust. 4:30. And the priest shall take of the blood with his finger, and shall touch the horns of the altar of holocaust, and shall pour out the rest at the foot thereof. 4:31. But taking off all the fat, as is wont to be taken away of the victims of peace offerings, he shall burn it upon the altar, for a sweet savour to the Lord. And he shall pray for him, and it shall be forgiven him. 4:32. But if he offer of the flock a victim for his sin, to wit, an ewe without blemish, 4:33. He shall put his hand upon the head thereof, and shall immolate it in the place where the victims of holocausts are wont to be slain. 4:34. And the priest shall take of the blood thereof with his finger, and shall touch the horns of the altar of holocaust, and the rest he shall pour out at the foot thereof. 4:35. All the fat also he shall take off, as the fat of the ram that is offered for peace offerings is wont to be taken away, and shall burn it upon the altar, for a burnt sacrifice of the Lord. And he shall pray for him in his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. Leviticus chapter 5. Give other sacrifices for sins. 5:1. If any one sin, and hear the voice of one swearing, and is a witness either because he himself hath seen, or is privy to it, if he do not utter it, he shall bear his iniquity. 5:2. Whosoever toucheth any unclean thing, either that which hath been killed by a beast, or died of itself, or any other creeping thing, and forgetteth his uncleanness, he is guilty, and hath offended. 5:3. And if he touch anything of the uncleanness of man, according to any uncleanness wherewith he is wont to be defiled, and having forgotten it, come afterwards to know it, he shall be guilty of an offense. 5:4. The person that sweareth, and uttereth with his lips, that he would do either evil or good, and bindeth the same with an oath, and his word, and having forgotten it afterwards understandeth his offense. 5:5. Let him do penance for his sin. 5:6. An offer of the flocks an ewe lamb, or a she-goat, and the priest shall pray for him and for his sin. 5:7. But if he be not able to offer a beast, let him offer two turtles, or two young pigeons to the Lord, one for sin, and the other for a holocaust. 5:8. And he shall give them to the priest, who shall offer the first for sin, and twist back the head of it to the little pinions, so that it stick to the neck, and be not altogether broken off. 5:9. And of its blood he shall sprinkle the side of the altar, and whatever is left, he shall let it drop at the bottom thereof, because it is for sin. 5:10. And the other he shall burn for a holocaust, as is wont to be done. And the priest shall pray for him, and for his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. 5:11. And if his hand be not able to offer two turtles, or two young pigeons, he shall offer for his sin the tenth part of an ephah of flour. He shall not put oil upon it, nor put any frankincense thereon, because it is for sin. 5:12. And he shall deliver it to the priest, who shall take a handful thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar for a memorial of him that offered it. 5:13. Praying for him and making atonement. But the part that is left, he himself shall have for a gift. 5:14. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 5:15. If any one shall sin through mistake, transgressing the ceremonies and those things that are sacrificed to the Lord, he shall offer for his offense a ram without blemish out of the flocks, that may be bought for 2 sickles, according to the weight of the sanctuary. 5:16. And he shall make good the damage itself which he hath done, and shall add the fifth part besides, delivering it to the priest, who shall pray for him, offering the ram, and it shall be forgiven him. 5:17. If any one sin through ignorance, and do one of those things which by the law of the Lord are forbidden, and being guilty of sin, understand his iniquity. 5:18. He shall offer of the flocks a ram without blemish to the priest, according to the measure and estimation of the sin. And the priest shall pray for him, because he did it ignorantly, and it shall be forgiven him. 5:19. Because by mistake he trespassed against the Lord. Leviticus chapter 6. Oblation for sins of injustice. Ordinances concerning the holocausts and the perpetual fire. The sacrifices of the priests, and the sin offerings. 6:1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 6:2. Whosoever shall sin, and despising the Lord, shall deny to his neighbor the thing delivered to his keeping, which was committed to his trust, or shall by force extort anything, or commit oppression. 6:3. Or shall find a thing lost, and denying it, shall also swear falsely, or shall do any other of the many things, wherein men are wont to sin. 6:4. Being convicted of the offense, he shall restore. 6:5. All that he would have gotten by fraud, in the principal, and the fifth part besides, to the owner, whom he wronged. 6:6. Moreover for his sin he shall offer a ram without blemish out of the flock, and shall give it to the priest, according to the estimation and measure of the offense. 6:7. And he shall pray for him before the Lord. and he shall have forgiveness for everything and doing of which he hath sinned. 6:8. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 6:9. Command Aaron and his sons, this is the law of a holocaust. It shall be burnt upon the altar, all night until morning. The fire shall be of the same altar. 6:10. The priest shall be vested with the tunic and the linen breeches, and he shall take up the ashes of that which the devouring fire hath burnt, and putting them beside the altar, 6:11, shall put off his former vestments, and being clothed with others, shall carry them forth without the camp, and shall cause them to be consumed to dust in a very clean place. 6:12, and the fire on the altar shall always burn, and the priest shall feed it, putting wood on it every day in the morning, and laying on the holocaust, shall burn thereupon the fat of the peace offerings. 6:13. This is the perpetual fire which shall never go out on the altar. The perpetual fire. This fire came from heaven, Infra, Chap. 9.24, and was always kept burning on the altar, as a figure of the heavenly fire of divine love, which ought to be always burning in the heart of a Christian. 6:14. This is the law of the sacrifice and libations, which the children of Aaron shall offer before the Lord, and before the altar. 6:15. The priest shall take a handful of the flour that is tempered with oil, and all the frankincense that is put upon the flour, and he shall burn on the altar for a memorial of most sweet odor to the Lord. 6:16. And the part of the flour that is left, Aaron and his sons shall eat, without leaven, and he shall eat it in the holy place of the court of the tabernacle. 6:17. And therefore it shall not be leavened, because part thereof is offered for the burnt sacrifice of the Lord. It shall be most holy, as that which is offered for sin and for trespass. 6:18. The males only of the race of Aaron shall eat it. It shall be an ordinance everlasting in your generations concerning the sacrifices of the Lord. Everyone that toucheth them shall be sanctified. 6:19. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 6:20. This is the oblation of Aaron, and of his sons, which they must offer to the Lord, in the day of their anointing. They shall offer the tenth part of an ephah of flour for a perpetual sacrifice, half of it in the morning, and half of it in the evening. 6:21. It shall be tempered with oil, and shall be fried in a frying pan. 6:22. And the priest that rightfully succeedeth his father, shall offer it hot, for a most sweet odor to the Lord, and it shall he wholly burnt on the altar. 6:23. For every sacrifice of the priest shall be consumed with fire, neither shall any man eat thereof. 6:24. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 6:25. Say to Aaron and his sons, this is the law of the victim for sin. In the place where the holocaust is offered, it shall be immolated before the Lord. It is holy of holies. 6:26. The priest that offereth it, shall eat it in a holy place, in the court of the tabernacle. 6:27. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof, shall be sanctified. If a garment be sprinkled with the blood thereof, it shall be washed in a holy place. 6:28. And the earthen vessel, wherein it was sodden, shall be broken. But if the vessel be of brass, it shall be scoured, and washed with water. 6:29. Every male of the priestly race shall eat of the flesh thereof, because it is holy of holies. 6:30. For the victim that is slain for sin, the blood of which is carried into the tabernacle of the testimony to make atonement in the sanctuary, shall not be eaten, but shall be burnt with fire. Leviticus chapter 7. Of sacrifices for trespasses and thanks offerings, no fat nor blood is to be eaten. 7:1. This also is the law of the sacrifice for a trespass. It is most holy. Trespass. Trespasses, for which these offerings were to be made, were lesser offenses than those for which the sin offerings were appointed. 7:2. Therefore where the holocaust is immolated, the victim also for a trespass shall be slain. The blood thereof shall be poured round about the altar. 7:3. They shall offer thereof the rump and the fat that covereth the entrails. 7:4. The two little kidneys, and the fat which is by the flanks, and the caul of the liver with the little kidneys. 7:5. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the burnt sacrifice of the Lord for a trespass. 7:6. Every male of the priestly race shall eat this flesh in a holy place, because it is most holy. 7:7. As the sacrifice for sin is offered, so is also that for a trespass. The same shall be the law of both these sacrifices. It shall belong to the priest that offereth it. 7:8. The priest that offereth the victim of holocaust shall have the skin thereof. 7:9. In every sacrifice of flour that is baked in the oven, and whatsoever is dressed on the gridiron, or in the frying pan, shall be the priest's that offereth it. 7:10. Whether they be tempered with oil, or dry, all the sons of Aaron shall have one as much as another. 7:11. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings that is offered to the Lord. 7:12. If the oblation be for thanksgiving, they shall offer loaves without leaven tempered with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and fine flour fried, and cakes tempered and mingled with oil. 7:13. Moreover loaves of leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanks, which is offered for peace offerings. 7:14. Of which one shall be offered to the Lord for first fruits, and shall be the priests that shall pour out the blood of the victim. 7:15. And the flesh of it shall be eaten the same day, neither shall any of it remain until the morning. 7:16. If any man by vow, or of his own accord offer a sacrifice, it shall in like manner be eaten the same day. And if any of it remain until the morrow, it is lawful to eat it. 7:17. But whatsoever shall be found on the third day shall be consumed with fire. 7:18. If any man eat of the flesh of the victim of peace offerings on the third day, the oblation shall be of no effect, neither shall it profit the offerer. Yea rather, whatsoever soul shall defile itself with such meat, shall be guilty of transgression. 7:19. The flesh that hath touched any unclean thing shall not be eaten, but shall be burnt with fire. He that is clean shall eat of it. 7:20. If any one that is defiled shall eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which is offered to the Lord, he shall be cut off from his people. 7:21. And he that hath touched the uncleanness of man, or of beast, or of anything that can defile, and shall eat of such kind of flesh, shall be cut off from his people. 7:22. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 7:23. Say to the children of Israel, the fat of a sheep, and of an ox, and of a goat you shall not eat. 7:24. The fat of a carcass that hath died of itself, and of a beast that was caught by another beast, you shall have for divers uses. 7:25. If any man eat the fat that should be offered for the burnt sacrifice of the Lord, he shall perish out of his people. 7:26. Moreover you shall not eat the blood of any creature whatsoever, whether of birds or beasts. 7:27. Every one that eateth blood shall perish from among the people. 7:28. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 7:29. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, he that offereth a victim of peace offerings to the Lord, let him offer therewith the sacrifice also, that is, the libations thereof. 7:30. He shall hold in his hands the fat of the victim, and the breast, and when he hath offered and consecrated both to the Lord, he shall deliver them to the priest. 7:31. Who shall burn the fat upon the altar? But the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons. 7:32. The right shoulder also of the victim of peace offerings shall fall to the priest for first fruits. 7:33. He among the sons of Aaron, that offereth the blood, and the fat, he shall have the right shoulder also for his portion. 7:34. For the breast that is elevated and the shoulder that is separated I have taken of the children of Israel, from off their victims of peace offerings, and have given them to Aaron the priest, and to his sons, by a law forever, from all the people of Israel. 7:35. This is the anointing of Aaron and his sons, in the ceremonies of the Lord, in the day when Moses offered them, that they might do the office of priesthood. 7:36. And the things that the Lord commanded to be given them by the children of Israel, by a perpetual observance in their generations. 7:37. This is the law of holocaust, and of the sacrifice for sin, and for trespass, and for consecration, and the victims of peace offerings. 7:38. Which the Lord appointed to Moses in Mount Sinai, when he commanded the children of Israel, that they should offer their oblations to the Lord in the desert of Sinai. Leviticus chapter 8. Moses consecrated Aaron and his sons. 8:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 8:2. Take Aaron with his sons, their vestments, and the oil of unction, a calf for sin, two rams, a basket with unleavened bread. 8:3. And thou shalt gather together all the congregation to the door of the tabernacle. 8:4. And Moses did as the Lord had commanded, and all the multitude being gathered together before the door of the tabernacle. 8:5. He said, this is the word that the Lord hath commanded to be done. 8:6. And immediately, He offered Aaron and his sons, and when he had washed them, 8:7, he vested the high priest with the straight linen garment, girding him with the girdle, and putting on him the violet tunic, and over it he put the ephod, 8:8, and binding it with the girdle, he fitted it to the rational, on which was doctrine and truth, 8:9, he put also the mitre upon his head, and upon the mitre over the forehead, he put the plate of gold, consecrated with sanctification, as the Lord had commanded him, 8:10, he took also the oil of unction, with which he anointed the tabernacle, with all the furniture thereof, 8:11, and when he had sanctified and sprinkled the altar 7 times, he anointed it, and all the vessels thereof, and the laver with the foot thereof, he sanctified with the oil, 8:12, and he poured it upon Aaron's head, and he anointed and consecrated him, 8:13, and after he had offered his sons, he vested them with linen tunics, and girded them with girdles, and put mitres on them as the Lord had commanded, 8:14, he offered also the calf for sin. And when Aaron and his sons had put their hands upon the head thereof, 8:15, he immolated it, and took the blood, and dipping his finger in it, he touched the horns of the altar round about, which being expiated, and sanctified, he poured the rest of the blood at the bottom thereof, 8:16, but the fat that was upon the entrails, and the caul of the liver, and the 2 little kidneys, with their fat, he burned upon the altar, 8:17, and the calf with the skin, and the flesh and the dung. He burned without the camp, as the Lord had commanded. 8:18. He offered also a ram for holocaust, and when Aaron and his sons had put their hands upon its head. 8:19. He immolated it, and poured the blood thereof round about the altar. 8:20. And cutting the ram in 2 pieces, the head thereof, and the joints, and the fat he burnt in the fire. 8:21. Having first washed the entrails, and the feet, and the whole ram together he burnt upon the altar, because it was a holocaust of most sweet odor to the Lord, as he had commanded him. 8:22. He offered also the second ram, in the consecration of priests. And Aaron, and his sons put their hands upon the head thereof. 8:23. And when Moses had immolated it, he took of the blood thereof, and touched the tip of Aaron's right ear, and the thumb of his right hand, and in like manner also the great toe of his right foot. 8:24. He offered also the sons of Aaron. And when with the blood of the ram that was immolated, he had touched the tip of the right ear of every one of them, and the thumbs of their right hands, and the great toes of their right feet, the rest he poured on the altar round about. 8:25. But the fat, and the rump, and all the fat that covereth the entrails, and the caul of the liver, and the 2 kidneys with their fat, and with the right shoulder, he separated. 8:26. And taking out of the basket of unleavened bread, which was before the Lord, the loaf without leaven, and a cake tempered with oil in a wafer, he put them upon the fat, and the right shoulder. 8:27. Delivering all to Aaron, and to his sons, who having lifted them up before the Lord. 8:28. He took them again from their hands, and burnt them upon the altar of holocaust, because it was the oblation of consecration, for a sweet odor of sacrifice to the Lord. 8:29. And he took of the ram of consecration, the breast for his portion, elevating it before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded him. 8:30. And taking the ointment, and the blood that was upon the altar, he sprinkled Aaron, and his vestments, and his sons, and their vestments with it. 8:31. And when he had sanctified them in their vestments, he commanded them, saying, boil the flesh before the door of the tabernacle, and there eat it. Eat ye also the loaves of consecration, that are laid in the basket, as the Lord commanded me, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat them. 8:32. And whatsoever shall be left of the flesh in the loaves, shall be consumed with fire. 8:33. And you shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle for 7 days, until the day wherein the time of your consecration shall be expired. For in 7 days the consecration is finished. 8:34. As at this present it hath been done, that the rite of the sacrifice might be accomplished. 8:35. Day and night shall you remain in the tabernacle observing the watches of the Lord, lest you die. For so it hath been commanded me. 8:36. And Aaron and his sons did all things which the Lord spoke by the hand of Moses. Leviticus chapter 9. Aaron offereth sacrifice for himself and the people. Fire cometh from the Lord upon the altar. 9:1. And when the 8th day was come, Moses called Aaron and his sons, and the ancients of Israel, and said to Aaron, 9:2. Take of the herd a calf for sin, and the ram for a holocaust, both without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. 9:3. Unto the children of Israel thou shalt say, Take ye a he goat for sin, and a calf, and a lamb, both of a year old, and without blemish for a holocaust. 9:4. Also a bullock and a ram for peace offerings, and immolate them before the Lord, offering for the sacrifice of every one of them flour tempered with oil. For today the Lord will appear to you. 9:5. They brought therefore all things that Moses had commanded before the door of the tabernacle, where when all the multitude stood. 9:6. Moses said, This is the word, which the Lord hath commanded. Do it, and his glory will appear to you. 9:7. And he said to Aaron, Approach to the altar, and offer sacrifice for thy sin. Offer the holocaust, and pray for thyself and for the people. And when thou hast slain the people's victims, pray for them, as the Lord hath commanded. 9:8. And forthwith Aaron, approaching to the altar, immolated the calf for his sin. 9:9. And his sons brought him the blood of it, and he dipped his finger therein, and touched the horns of the altar, and poured the rest at the foot thereof. 9:10. And the fat, and the little kidneys, and the caul of the liver, which are for sin, he burned upon the altar, as the Lord had commanded Moses. 9:11. But the flesh and skins thereof he burnt with fire without the camp. 9:12. He immolated also the victim of holocaust, and his sons brought him the blood thereof, which he poured round about on the altar. 9:13. And the victim being cut into pieces, they brought to him the head and all the members, all which he burnt with fire upon the altar. 9:14. Having first washed the entrails and the feet with water. 9:15. Then offering for the sin of the people, he slew the he-goat, and expiating the altar. 9:16. He offered the holocaust. 9:17. Adding in the sacrifice the libations, which are offered withal, and burning them upon the altar, besides the ceremonies of the morning holocaust. 9:18. He immolated also the bullock and the ram, and peace offerings of the people, and his sons brought him the blood, which he poured upon the altar round about. 9:19. The fat also of the bullock, and the rump of the ram, and the two little kidneys with their fat, and the caul of the liver. 9:20. They put upon the breasts, and after the fat was burnt upon the altar. 9:21. Aaron separated their breasts, and the right shoulders, elevating them before the Lord, as Moses had commanded. 9:22. And stretching forth his hands to the people, he blessed them. And so the victims for sin, and the holocausts, and the peace offerings being finished, he came down. 9:23. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the testimony, and afterwards came forth and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared to all the multitude. 9:24. And, behold, a fire, coming forth from the Lord, devoured the holocaust, and the fat that was upon the altar, which when the multitude saw, they praised the Lord, falling on their faces. Leviticus chapter 10. Nadab and Abihu for offering strange fire, are burnt by fire. Priests are forbidden to drink wine, when they enter into the tabernacle. The law of eating the holy things. 10:1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, taking their censers, put fire therein, and incense on it, offering before the Lord strange fire, which was not commanded them. 10:2. And fire coming out from the Lord destroyed them, and they died before the Lord. 10:3. And Moses said to Aaron, This is what the Lord hath spoken. I will be sanctified in them that approach to me, and I will be glorified in the sight of all the people. And when Aaron heard this, he held his peace. 10:4. And Moses called Misael and Elizaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, Go and take away your brethren from before the sanctuary, and carry them without the camp. 10:5. And they went forthwith and took them as they lay, vested with linen tunics, and cast them forth, as had been commanded them. 10:6. And Moses said to Aaron, and to Eleazar and Imran, his sons, Uncover not your heads, and rend not your garments, lest perhaps you die, and indignation come upon all the congregation. Let your brethren, and all the house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled. 10:7. But you shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle, otherwise you shall perish, for the oil of the holy unction is on you. And they did all things according to the precept of Moses. 10:8. The Lord also said to Aaron, 10:9. You shall not drink wine nor anything that may make drunk, thou nor thy sons, when you enter into the tabernacle of the testimony, lest you die. Because it is an everlasting precept. through your generations. 10:10. And that you may have knowledge to discern between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean. 10:11. And may teach the children of Israel all my ordinances which the Lord hath spoken to them by the hand of Moses. 10:12. And Moses spoke to Aaron, and to Eleazar and Imran, his sons that were left. Take the sacrifice that is remaining of the oblation of the Lord, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, because it is holy of holies. 10:13. And you shall eat it in a holy place, which is given to thee and thy sons of the oblations of the Lord, as it hath been commanded thee. 10:14. The breast also that is offered, and the shoulder that is separated, you shall eat in a most clean place, thou and thy sons, and thy daughters with thee. For they are set aside for thee and thy children, of the victims of peace offerings of the children of Israel. 10:15. Because they have elevated before the Lord the shoulder and the breast, and the fat that is burnt on the altar. And they belong to thee and to thy sons by a perpetual law, as the Lord hath commanded. 10:16. While these things were a-doing, when Moses sought for the butt goat that had been offered for sin, he found it burnt. And being angry with Eleazar and Imran, the sons of Aaron that were left, he said, 10:17. Why did you not eat in the holy place the sacrifice for sin, which is most holy, and given to you, that you may bear the iniquity of the people, and may pray for them in the sight of the Lord? 10:18. Especially, whereas none of the blood thereof hath been carried within the holy places, and you ought to have eaten it in the sanctuary, as was commanded thee. 10:19. Aaron answered, This day hath been offered the victim for sin, and the holocaust before the Lord, and to me what thou seest has happened. How could I eat it, or please the Lord in the ceremonies, having a sorrowful heart? 10:20. Which when Moses had heard he was satisfied,